Tech giants get some help from the Trump team. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Trump administration is defending big tech companies against the French. The French parliament today passed a new tax on international tech companies, 3% on any French revenue. The French president still has to sign that. The United States sees this as unfair and has started a process that could eventually lead to new U.S. tariffs on French goods. Our colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, is in London. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, David. Good morning.
What was driving France to try this tax strategy?
Well, there's been discontent all across the country. If you remember those yellow vest protests for economic justice that have gone on for the better part of this year, part of that is over what people say is unequal playing fields among big corporations that have enjoyed basing their headquarters in low-tax countries to avoid higher taxes in other nations. So the president of the French Parliamentary Committee on Economic Affairs told us, on average, those big firms pay about 11% of corporate tax versus a 30% tax that the small and medium businesses pay in France.
But U.S. officials have the sense that this may discriminate against the U.S. in particular?
Right. So U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer says he's worried it will unfairly target U.S. companies because it's a tax on tech giants. And that means the likes of Google, Amazon and Facebook, which are all U.S. firms. So a New York Times review of a tax foundation analysis shows that France actually treats companies paying corporate income tax differently than those that don't pay it. So the burden is more on foreign companies and it works like a tariff on foreign goods. So because of all this, the U.S. has opened an investigation into the digital tax plans to see if it restricts U.S. commerce. If it does, there could be new tariffs on French products.
All right, so the investigation begins. We'll see what the verdict is in the fullness of time. The BBC's Victoria Craig in London, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Meanwhile, Google, Facebook, and Twitter will not be present at a White House social media summit to talk tech policy today. Present will be an array of conservative media, bloggers, and personalities who believe the tech companies suppress their voices, something the companies deny. There's news this morning that inflation, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, went up just a tenth of 1% in July, actually for June. But there's more to tell on that score. David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, if you look at the headline on the Consumer Price Index, it didn't move much, but you have to look under the hood, right?
Core inflation, when you take out food and energy, actually rose at its fastest rate since January of 2018. So there is a little bit of heat in the inflation numbers.
So some heat, that's a key word lately. The chair of the Federal Reserve, Jay Powell, used that yesterday. He was talking about the labor market, which despite the very low unemployment rate, he says he didn't see any heat.
What he's saying is he's not seeing accelerating wages. Wage growth is solid, but it's not taking off here. But what we don't really see is any sign of deflation taking hold. If you look at the inflation numbers that came out this morning, health insurance costs are up a lot. The cost of renting an apartment has gone up a lot. Used car prices are up a lot. So there's no sign that inflation is collapsing here. But nevertheless, I think the Federal Reserve is going to use low inflation as a reason to cut rates on July 31st.
All right. David Kelly is the Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Some foreign artists and performers are having to delay or even cancel U.S. concerts because U.S. embassies have gotten much stricter on the info they require before issuing visas. These artists are being asked to provide 15 years of their travel history, employment history, past and current social media handles, email accounts. Maria Bacalopolo has more on what President Trump has embraced as extreme vetting.
Just days before departure, a popular music group from Niger, Tal National, couldn't book flights or hotels for its U.S. tour because of visa delays. The group's manager, Jamie Carter.
We thought that we have been doing everything right and playing by the rules, and so it's hard to come up against this. It's gone to a situation of, yes, maybe we don't want to tour the States anymore.
This so-called extreme vetting was implemented by the Trump administration in 2017 with a visa application known as the DS-5535. Matthew Covey is with Tommy's Dot, a nonprofit that helps artists navigate U.S. regulations. He's seen twice the number of requests for help with applications so far this year compared to last year.
Since the beginning of 2019, we have seen the form used increasingly, especially in Western Africa, but also it kind of keeps popping up in other places. We've had them show up in Cuba. We've had an artist be required to fill out a DS-5535 in Paris, another couple in London.
In June, Malian singer Awa Kase Made Diabate couldn't perform at the Kronos Festival in San Francisco because she wasn't able to get her visa in time. Kronos Quartet's managing director, Janet Cowperthwaite.
What I worry about is that people in our role, when you're deciding who to invite to join you in performances or who to present, you would be less likely to make those choices.
The State Department said via email, quote, "National security is our top priority when adjudicating visa applications." The popular music group Tal National eventually got its visas, but with very little time to spare. In Miami, I'm Maria Bakalopoulou for Marketplace.
With the chair of the Federal Reserve testifying again on Capitol Hill today, the 10-year Treasury yield is up 2.09%. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.